welcome back to Rosie Thoughts. My name is Rosie. Some of you that have been following me already know. And for those of you that have clicked on this episode for the first episode, welcome. I have not created an episode in 3 months. Let me just catch you all up on the way 2020 has been treating me. So the last episode, I believe, was sometime in August or something. I want to say it was in August. Well, I've been having a lot of trouble with my bipolar disorder, with, you know, that causes my anxiety, etc. And I just gotta say, 2020 really, really broke me in August. Literally broke me. I decided to go out with my dog to a lake, and I had never been there to that lake, and you have to hike down. And as I was hiking down, I slipped and I fell, and my leg ended up hitting this protruding tree root, and it broke. So luckily, people that were around, you know, helped me out, and they called 911. I was transported across the river, across the lake on a freaking boat. It's just so dumb. It was just so aggravating because I was about to move out. Like, I was moving to a new apartment the next day. So I was moving on a Monday, and that happened on a freaking Sunday. And I had no family around me for 4 or 5 hours out, you know? And I gotta say, like, even though all of that happened, I feel like I definitely learned my new strengths, definitely learned how to deal with pain a lot better, very different. I've never broken a bone before, and this was a crazy ass break because I broke both my tibia and my fibula, which are both the bones that run in your leg, from your knee to your ankle. And I broke it right at the ankle, so my ankle had no support. It was just wiggling, and I freaked out when I saw it. I thought it was dislocated. I was praying that it was dislocated, and they were like, no, it's broken. So I had to get surgery. I got surgery. I'm still going through recovery. Next week, I'm going to get evaluated again to see how the healing is going. And the last time I went, they told me that the fracture was almost like completely gone. Like the line that where you can see the fracture, that it's almost completely healed. But yeah, I have a metal plate and screws on my ankle bones. And this was just the most dumbest thing that ever happened to me. And I gotta say, like, a shout out to my parents, you know, my mom and my stepdad and my boyfriend and my aunts that helped me, and my uncles that helped me, because, you know, they really put up with all of my shit. Because one, I was in pain, and two, I was an emotional bipolar bitch. Like, it was crazy. It was just crazy. And I was so anxious about so many things. I didn't even want to see my grandparents. Like, for some reason, above all things, it was just my grandparents. I didn't want to see my grandparents. But I think, like, to me, it was just because I didn't want them to see me in that state, because I don't know, like, to me, I don't know how they see me, I know how they see me. They see me as a strong person, but I don't want my grandma to, like, think that I can't do anything either. Like, I guess, I don't know. Like, it was just weird, you know? It was just a weird thing for me to go through. And my boyfriend really just stuck through me.
I'm sorry, stuck by me through everything and all my bitching and moaning and all my freaking roller coasters of emotions, because I had, like, you know, so I would spiral sometimes with my emotions because I would forget to take my pills. I didn't want to take my pills anymore or whatever, whatever. But I got through it. I'm living in my apartment alone now. I had to move back 4 hours away, and I had to live back home with my parents for 2 months while I was paying rent, because I still had to pay rent because I had just gotten into a new lease. So that was fucking crazy, yo. Like, I just can't believe that. So I don't know who's out there that's like seeing how shitty 2020 has treated you. Like, it's not treating you in that way just because it wants to treat you in that way, but I feel like 2020 was really like survival of the fittest at this point. Like, this was some fucking crazy shit. And I know everybody keeps joking about, oh, like, we're going into that Hunger Games thing, and, you know, the district. You're like, oh, what district are you gonna be in? It's like, y'all should really stop joking about that shit, first of all, because whenever we do end up like the fucking Hunger Games, all you little bitches that were saying it are gonna be fucking crying, because you know that you were joking about it and you did not want it to happen, and then it happens. And I'm going off topic anyways. I forgot what I was talking about. I know I was talking about my ankle, but yes. Oh, okay. So like 2020 is just, yeah, survival of the fittest, and really just trying to break everyone down every way, shape or form, including with the coronavirus. And, you know, you just gotta be smart. You gotta be smart. You gotta be, as strong minded as you can be. And don't forget that there's people out there that, even though you can't physically talk to them, you know, face to face, like, we're willing to reach out to y'all. Like, hit me up on my Anchor, hit me up on if y'all have my Snapchat, my phone number, my Instagram, you know, just reach out, and, you know, I'm always willing to speak to you. Except my ex, you know, gotta throw that out there, ain't talking to you. So yeah, I wanted to come back here and just, you know, check up on all of y'all and let y'all know how I'm doing. I broke my fucking ankle, but I'm good. I'm Gucci. I'm sorry. I'm not Gucci, because I don't have money like that. I learned that it's called being TJ Maxx. I'm TJ Maxx. I'm Melrose. I'm Melrose. Or who? I don't know if y'all are in the 2-0 area. It's like Aditi's. I don't know where else there's Aditi's. People in the Valley. Is there Aditi's in the Valley? I don't remember. But Dollar Tree as well. So, oh my God, I'm going off topic again. Anyways, yeah. I haven't done anything new other than live alone and have to deal with shit on my own while being crippled, because I still have to use my crutches because I can only put 50% of my weight on my ankle up till now, and I'm also in the wheelchair, so I'm doing a lot of these things on my own with the wheelchair and everything. And I brought down a desk for my truck today. It was a desk that I had bought from home because I'm working from home and I needed a goddamn desk. And this desk is not a heavy desk. It's a metal desk, and it has like one half inch of plywood on it, and it's, you know, like really old. So it was very, very light. It couldn't weigh more than like, I want to say like 10 pounds. So I was just dragging it from my truck to my apartment, and it's a good like 20 feet away, you know, from the door. I was just like, oh my God, I don't want anybody to see me and be like, what the fuck is this crippled dumbass bitch doing dragging a desk? Because I am sure that I looked dumb as fuck and hilarious. Like, I hope nobody recorded me. If anybody ever sees somebody crippled dragging a desk, it might be me. I was wearing some white pants with some black little UGG looking boots. UGGs, not like ugly, but some black UGGs looking boots, but they're not UGGs. They just look, I don't know what the fuck they are. They're just regular winter booties. And yeah, I did that as well. I decorated my Christmas tree on my own. So yeah, I've been doing pretty good overall. It's been really scary. It's been very sad as well. Sometimes I'll cry to my mom whenever she calls me, all of a sudden. As soon as I hear her, I just start crying. But yeah. So the next part that I'm about to go into gets a little less lighthearted, because I've had to, I lost a few family members with this COVID situation. And then on top of that, I lost a grandparent, a great grandma that she passed away. I'm not really sure as to why she even passed away. That's another thing. She lived in Mexico. So I was just like, not even sure how to process it. And honestly, I don't think I've processed anything very well. Like, I'm still processing August when I broke my foot. I'm still processing that. Even though I live with my freaking leg every single day, I'm still processing that this happened, that I broke my foot, that I went through surgery, that I'm gonna have to go through therapy, and then I have to process that family members died because of COVID, and then process that my grandma died, and I don't even know why she passed away or how she passed away, but I know she was at the hospital and she was sick. They buried her in Mexico, so I was obviously unable to go to that and to her funeral. And then in the middle of all of this, my mom ended up having some health issues, which I'm not going to get into on this. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it before. My mom has some health issues. Well, now she's got some like definite, like permanent health issues that are going to require her to get a certain transplant, that she needs a donor for a type of organ. And yeah, it's like so many things are happening. Or so many things have happened, and two things are still processing because they're still happening, which is me and my mom's health. Yeah, I've just been stressed. I've been stressed. But work is good. I look forward. I literally only look forward to during the week, during work, because that's when I'm busy working. So I don't have to think about everything. I do not look forward to having to clock out. I do not look forward to the weekend. Unless I'm going to visit my family. Like, I don't actually look forward to anything like that anymore. And then with COVID on the rise again, it's just even worse for me. I'm just constantly afraid. I'm scared. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go outside. And then I'm having issues with my apartment. I have to get maintenance to come in. And then maintenance has to come in. And as soon as they leave, I'm like disinfecting everything that he touched. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, yeah, it's been crazy. I'm not looking forward to anything anymore. I guess I can't be like that. I can't think about it like that. I have to look forward to it because it's the only way I can keep fighting forward and moving forward. But yeah. All right, well, I feel like this has been a really good, like, getting off things off my chest moment with my listeners. I don't have a lot of listeners. I wish I had a lot of listeners, but I don't have a lot of listeners, and that's okay too. So yeah. But for anyone who is listening, I love you guys. I love my listeners. I'm a very caring and loving person. I'm how do they say it? The, like, I don't even care about it. Like, the word love horse, because we can love someone so easily. Like, I'm like that. I can love someone very, very easily. And as long as you're being good to me, I'll be good to you, and I'll care for you, and I'll love for you. And I'm always trying to stick my neck out for anybody and everybody that, you know, tries to care for me. Like, I'll do the same for them. Like, it don't matter who it is. But, yeah. So, I love you guys. Love my listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope y'all have a great weekend. And somebody needs to watch American Gospel so that I can talk to you guys about it, because I would really like to have a good discussion with somebody about it. I told my aunt about it, and she didn't watch it, but she read about it, and she gave me a book, so I need to read the book. But yeah, anyways, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.